stand up and be special.
Testing, testing. Okay.
Stand up and be special.
Self-care, mental health, habits, values.
Stand up and be special podcast.
Okay, so I just start.
Testing. Hi.
Welcome back to Stand Up and Be Special this week.
Hello and welcome to Stand Up and Be Special podcast. My name is Izzy and today I'm going to be talking to my good friend Ethan about things. So Ethan, hello.
Hello Izzy. You know what? I've been very excited to come on this podcast. I'm not going to lie. So thank you for having me.
Thank you. Tell everyone about yourself. What do you do, etc.?
Yep. All right. So I'm 20 and I currently live on the Central Coast in Woiwoi and I am in my second year at Macquarie doing journalism.
Okay. And what do you hope to do with your journalism degree?
So I'm really into sports, like very into sports, some basketball, cricket, anything. So I've been writing for a website for about a year now, doing sports articles. So that's kind of where I'd like to end up, if possible.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And what else do you do?
Me?
I mean, there's no one else here, so you.
So I'm apart from my writing, I have a lot of sports that take up a lot of my time. I play in a couple of different basketball comps and cricket, and training takes up a lot of my week. But I'm currently looking for part-time work as well.
Damn, anyone that wants to employ Ethan, hit him up.
Hit me up. Please hit me up.
What does it mean to you to be successful? So if you actually end up doing this journalism thing, or just in general, what does it mean to you?
Success. So first and foremost for me, it is reaching a level of happiness, I guess. So if I did end up in my dream job, and like, that'd be great because it wouldn't really feel like work, because I'd feel like I'm just doing what I want to do. So I feel like that's number one. Not huge on the money thing. Like that's important and everything, but I think just getting that level of fulfillment, I guess that would be a success to me.
What's been like, what's the number one thing that you've learned in uni so far?
Probably time management. And that's not saying that I'm very good at it. It's more just alerted me that I'm not good at it. Just kind of planning things out. Like this is apart from the obvious, you know, media stuff that I've learned, but just planning things out, making time for myself and other people, like considering them when doing projects and things like that. I'm getting there. I'm still not great at it, but I am getting there. And yeah, and then obviously just learning basic skills that I can take into my own writing when I'm doing my own pieces.
Mm-hmm. What's it from the last semester that we did together? What's the main thing that you learnt? Or maybe things, I don't
from
know.
From our radio course?
Yeah, I reckon.
All right, stress, radio. Like, I applaud you for doing a podcast because that was very out of my depth, doing or working with audio. I think again, a lot of planning, a lot of research, giving people time, like we had to do interviews and stuff, like making sure to give people time to respond to you, otherwise you know, you just don't get things done. And then, you know, just taking feedback, I guess. You know, our final project, I thought it went good. They didn't think some of it was good, but you know what, you take that under your belt and you go.
Interesting. Okay.
What did you think about final project?
I don't know. I think it was such a steep learning curve, and I didn't expect it to be such a steep learning curve because I was like, oh, I already know how to work with audio. I've worked with live streaming. I've worked with cameras, microphones, and I've done things that are so much seemingly so much harder than recording a piece of audio. Like, surely it wouldn't be that hard. Yeah. But the unit definitely proved to me that I was very naive about the whole situation and that I really didn't know anything.
Yeah.
And I think, honestly, what it taught me was that you need to go into each and every situation with you don't know anything.
Yeah, For sure.
And to, like, go into those situations and be like, I'm not going to be the expert and someone else is going to know way more than me and yeah. I need to learn from them rather than being the, like, most, the loudest person in the room sort of thing.
Yeah. No, it was also good. It was one of my, like, my uni experience so far has been very disrupted, I guess.
Yeah.
Like everyone else's has, but I've probably only, I haven't had a full semester on campus yet, so it was good to do things with other people in person. It was just, like, different. I find it a lot easier to learn and do things that way rather than, you know, in a box on a computer screen.
You mean, like, doing uni in person rather than online?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I know a lot of people like online. I'd grown to accept it, but I'd much rather be in person still.
And what about your songwriting?
Songwriting. Okay.
Your
We're
hobby.
We're talking about music now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Quick change in subject.
But yeah, so I'm doing, I've been doing singing lessons for about a year now. I think I started at the end of last year. And I've always kind of been into it, but, you know, I never did it. And I thought, why not? Why not do it now? So, yeah, I've been doing that for like a year and recently started writing some songs about things in my life, new inspirations and things. But yeah, no, it's just something that I find a lot of pleasure in doing. Like I'd love to focus a lot of my time into that. So, yeah. How's your singing going?
Oh, God, no. Well, I'm not singing today. can you sing for us?
Absolutely not.
I do
post some stuff on my Instagram, but...
Hashtag no sponsors.
No, but no, not on the spot. Absolutely not.
Okay, fine. We'll come back to that later.
Hey, I'll make a deal. Later, I'll sing if she sings. That's
no,
the deal.
No. That's not happening. who's your inspiration for singing then?
Singing. Alright, so I go through different phases of popular, my favourite artists. So I was a lot of Ed Sheeran when I was a bit younger. And The Weeknd. I just like that, very different styles, but
just Sad Boy just, Hours only.
Just lyrically. I enjoy singing songs that are a bit slower tempo. And then obviously Harry Styles is sick. All the way from One Direction up to now, he's just so different. And then recently, probably Labyrinth. I got into Labyrinth a bit more. Love Labyrinth.
Again, super random.
Yeah. No, so yeah, a lot of different inspirations, but yeah, that kind of that slower tempo, I'd say, it's kind of where I'd like to get to. And a bit of Drake, of course.
Of course, Drake is always important in a playlist. Doesn't matter what what vibe it is, it's always Drake. Yeah. Very important.
Yeah.
Do you have a favourite quote?
Favourite quote?
Or like someone who, like, other than your songwriter people.
Not musicians.
Not someone non-music related. Like anyone, dead or alive, that really inspires you.
Inspires me.
Like it could be someone that, like, you know personally or like a famous person.
All right. Someone I know that's would be my nan. So she's taught me everything basically taught me everything that I know about my own Indigenous culture. So that's really important to me. I try to do Indigenous subjects when I can at uni just to expand my knowledge, I guess. So yeah, she'd be someone close to me that I really like respect and like value their opinion very much about things.
Is there another person that inspires you that's like either not close to you or like is famous that other people would know?
Yeah. Yeah. So, with my basketball, I'm very into watching it and writing about it. Probably Stephen Curry, and I know that's probably a very common thing amongst the basketball community, but I feel like the way he approaches the game, both his skill level and just the way he carries himself on the court, just like looks like he enjoys it, and I try to use that in just everything I try to do. Like I find obviously that enjoying things will make you do them better and make you care about them more. So yeah, he's probably one of my biggest inspirations. Yeah. What about you?
What do you mean, what about me?
Have you already said this on a previous podcast?
I don't think so.
Izzy, who are your biggest...
You have to ask the question again. I can't put that in.
Yeah, I know. I want to make it sound like...
We were having a conversation.
Yeah, like it rolls, sort of thing.
It doesn't matter. Okay. I can just cut it.
Hell, you just go, no, I'll ask it. Yeah, so who would your biggest inspirations be, do you think, on your life?
I don't know. I haven't really thought about this question, to be honest, even though I just asked you. Biggest inspiration. I would probably say someone that I know, but not like that other people will know, is probably my mum. She's like gone through a lot in her life, like through like, I don't know, just like generally like moving overseas as a mother, not knowing like anyone and having to raise a family in a foreign country. Especially like with a young child, like my sister was not even one when we moved. And then coming back and having to navigate like my brother and I's education in our final years of school and me not being like super well during that time and just navigating like that mess of a few years and coming out and still loving us like unconditionally. Yeah, that was a very detailed answer, but probably my mum.
Mm-hmm.
And someone, like, famous.
Someone that you look up to.
Someone that I look up to. Probably Grace Beverly. Not because I buy all of her products and her activewear and stuff, but just because I feel like she has, like, a lot of awareness around her brands and around her impact and her influence over, like, young people, especially young women, because I feel like that's the main demographic that she targets and, like, that her message gets to. But, yeah, being aware of her privilege and acknowledging that not everyone might have access to the same, like, education and stuff that she has, but while still, like, being really inspirational and at the same time relatable. Like, even as an entrepreneur who has very successful businesses, she's very relatable as a person because she still, like, shares her stuff very honestly. And she's like, oh, this happened today and this was, like, a really awful day or, like, whatever. And I feel like it's really relatable, even though she is super successful, which I really admire. I know other people might have other opinions on her, but, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, cool.
Where do you want to improve? Like, what's the... Did I already ask you that?
No.
What's your, like, what's something, like, a skill or, like, some, like, a habit or, like, anything that you want to improve in, like, the next year for, like, 2022?
Yeah. Definitely my, like, work ethic. With, like, I feel like I'm on top of the whole... like getting hobbies into my lifestyle, like, but just applying myself a bit more, I guess, in other aspects of my life. Even just the writing I do for this website, like, I know I can write more because I have time to write more, but it's just about, you know, pushing myself to do it. Like, I love doing it, but, you know, it's just like you the opposite. I think you're very passionate. I don't know, passionate about it, but you work a lot, and that's a big part of your lifestyle. So I just, like, I guess improve that part, like applying myself a bit more to, I guess you could call it, more important things. I debate it, but more important things.
Right. Yeah, but that's only because, like, I put time aside for it and I make sure that nothing else gets in the way.
Obstacle.
Yeah, but it doesn't mean, like, sometimes I'm not motivated to make my podcast. I'm not motivated to post anything.
Yeah.
And that's not me being fake when I do post something, but it's just me being like, I need to post something or I need to, like, make something.
Yeah.
Because I'm committed to doing it. So. Yeah. And I feel like that's the most important like time to do something is when you really don't want to do something and then you do it, because then that's discipline. That's not motivation. That's discipline then.
Yeah.
What do I know?
Good points. Fair points. I'm not going to argue with you. Can I leave it there? All right. Okay. Well, thank you again for having me.
Thank you for coming on and
future number one podcast in Australia. I tell this all the time.
No.
It's coming.
I don't think so. Like, comment, and subscribe.
Like, comment, subscribe.
Not that you can comment on a podcast, but comment and subscribe.
Yeah. Leave a review.
Leave a review. Okay. Cool.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.